Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Deledes.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so psyched to be with you today as we talk about your home, your home improvements, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, whatever you call home. If it needs a repair or two, this is the place to be because we would love to hear what's going on. We'd love to help you make that place more comfortable, to fix up anything that's bugging you and get you on the road to enjoying your house. First step, though, is to help yourself by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. You can very easily record a question. It will come to us instantly for the fastest possible response, or just call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, right? But after it's gone, the stump is left behind? Not so much. While there's nothing easy about stump removal, if you're patient, there actually are a number of ways to get rid of stumps for very little cost. So we're going to tell you how to do just that.
And also ahead, the summer is predicted to be a hot one, so staying cool and comfortable while not breaking the bank paying for your air conditioning is top of mind. We're going to share ways to prevent that utility bill blitz.
And summer season with its intense heat can be very rough on your roof, so we're going to share a way to protect and restore flexibility to your asphalt shingles by 5 years with one application. And we'll tell you how to do that in just a bit.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you want to get done.
That's right, but your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions. So a couple of ways to do that, and call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. And so you don't have to figure out what all those letters mean on your phone. I'll just tell you, it's 888-666-3974. Or you can very simply post your question at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. So we're ready. Are you ready? Call us right now with your questions. And Leslie, who's first?
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about a patio and deck. What's going on?
We have a patio cement slab in the back of our house. It runs the length of our house. On half of that slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We live in a split level, so the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit on this cement slab patio. And there's a crack going down the middle of it. When we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, but we really didn't notice it. And then I'd say about last year, we're sitting down and noticed that the crack is now splitting open. You know, our backyard slopes down. It's North Carolina. There's lots of that red clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And it's like the ground is pulling away from that cement slab because of rain and flooding in our backyard, which unfortunately right. floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've had a couple people come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
First of all, are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, yeah, no, it's not like it's 3 inches big now. It's small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about quarter inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour. So you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is Pavestone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. It's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter, and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it. And then you add this typical paver stone and it looks fantastic. So that's available from Pavestone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing. And I didn't want to, I wanted to do something. If I was already seeing an increase in the crack now, what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's basically there as a surface that you
okay.
can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch, nobody's ever going to see that. The pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by Pavestone. It's actually called Pavestone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full Pavestone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Glenn in Arkansas is on the line with a roofing question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have some moss on my roof. I had a bunch of tree limbs there, then I got those cut. Just got little bitty pieces of moss here and there growing on the west side of my roof. And I just want to know what I can do to maybe get rid of it and keep from coming back that won't hurt the roof.
So, well, you took the first step by getting rid of some of those trees. You'll have more sunlight, and that will have a natural effect, sort of a natural mildicide effect. The other thing that you can do is you can treat that wood with a mildicide. There are a number of roof products out there that will work. Jomax is one. 30-second cleaners is another. And these are products that you can use a spray hose applicator with. So you just kind of shoot the roof and saturate it and let it work for a while. It's not an instant thing. You know, you have to, because what it's doing is killing the moss, and then sort of Mother Nature releases it and washes it away. And the other thing that you can do, maybe after the roof is getting clean, is at the top peak of the roof, put in a piece of copper flashing across the entire top of the roof, maybe under the cap shingles, because what happens is as the rainwater hits the copper, it releases some of the metal into the rainwater, and that acts as a mildicide as well. If you ever notice that around a chimney, sometimes you see streaking underneath it, that's because the water is connecting with the flashing, and that water then is actually acting as a mildicide after it picks up a little bit of the metal from the flashing, and that's why you get a streak. So if you put a piece of copper all the way across the top peak of your roof, it'll do the same thing.
Sounds great. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, we've got a pretty summery project. I feel like tree removal, yard maintenance, all of that goes hand in hand with summertime. And if you've got a stump to get rid of, there's a couple of really expensive ways to do that. But if you've got some patience and some time, we can share a way to make that stump disappear for virtually no cost. That's next on the Money Pit. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Briggs & Stratton, makers of the most powerful line of home standby generators, is now offering the Simplify 6.6 battery storage system that's versatile, quiet, and clean. The home battery backup system is more affordable than you think and may be eligible for tax credits. Power in your terms on or off the grid. Rely on Briggs & Stratton so you'll always have power. Learn more at energy.briggsandstratton.com. That's energy.briggsandstratton.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got a big project planned for this summer? Maybe you're figuring out something really fun to do around your house or in your yard? Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you be ready to renovate like a pro. And you can do that when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We've got expert tips and tricks, whether you're doing a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or even a total home makeover. We're going to share knowledge and give you confidence to transform your space into that masterpiece you want. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and start renovating like a pro. Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into replacing, tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on, you clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable, and then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a little more expensive, probably a lot more expensive than the Recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you have a stump to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to do that, but there are also some less expensive ways to make stumps disappear. First, the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You need to hire a tree service who will use a very specialized stump grinder, and that can get really, really expensive. It's a monstrous piece of equipment.
Yeah. Now, for a hardy do-it-yourselfer, digging out a medium to small size stump definitely is possible. It's a matter of exposing the trunk below the grade, chopping out that wood, and repeating until that stump is gone or you're exhausted or whichever comes first, because you're going to have to do it a bunch of times, I promise. It's going to take a little bit, but it's definitely a doable project. Now, an easier way to remove a stump is to use chemicals, and they're going to be sold in home centers and hardware stores, and they do contain potassium nitrate, which is going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. So basically what you do is you drill some deep holes into that stump, and then you pour those chemicals into the holes, and then cover the stump with a tarp. And you've got to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, because then what's going to happen is that wood is going to become spongy. At that point, you can chop out the softer wood. It's still going to be exhausting, but not us.
I actually did tackle a stump that way. I drilled deep holes into a stump, and you know what I learned? You can't do that with a small drill because you burn your drill out. It was smoking in my hand. Yeah, actually completely burned it right out. So threw that one in the garbage, and actually got out one of my old corded drills. One of the things I guess the corded drill was good for is that, and I was able to get all the holes drilled. And it worked very well. Just like you say, it takes a while, but it does work. Now, lastly, the other way you can do this is you can burn out the stump. This works best on older or drier stumps. It's basically potentially dangerous, so you need to know what you're doing. But it generally involves pre-treating the stump with a flammable liquid and then starting a small fire on top of the stump. We've got the step-by-step tips on how to do that on moneypit.com. But again, you've got to be very, very careful when you tackle that project.
William in North Carolina is on the line with a mold question. What can we do for you today?
Mold and mildew. How do you eradicate it? And I've got it on the walls, on the ceiling, which I'm going to pull that out. But I've been told different things. I mean, can you simply try to bleach it off of walls? Or?
All right. Hey, William. Let's start at the beginning. Tell me about this mold that you're seeing. Tell me what kind of house you have, how old your house is, where you're finding the mold, how long it's been going on, that sort of thing, okay? Talk to us.
Sure. It's a cabin out in the woods, and it is in the shade. It was built in 1960, and it is a wooden structure. The walls on the inside are both wood, knotty pine, and it's beautiful. And then the bathroom is where the real concentration is. That is a stucco type wall.
All right. So you have a cabin. Does the cabin have heating?
It does. Yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's not used year round.
It's not, and unfortunately, I let someone stay here for the past year, and I don't think they maintained it.
Well, typically when you have cabins such as the one that you describe, it will grow mold more quickly than, you know, a place that has a more typical HVAC system that's properly maintained. And usually what you have to do is go in and thoroughly clean it. Now, there are lots of different products to do that, but it definitely has to be done. And you have to also be very careful because as you're doing this, you could risk releasing those mold spores and also breathing them, which could make you sick. So you need proper cleaning materials, and you need proper ventilation materials so that you are not breathing that back in. A mask and ventilation techniques,
right.
Like, for example, depressurizing the cabin while you're doing the work, so otherwise the mold spores get released to the air. Honestly, it's not a do-it-yourself job, although I know a lot of folks that have hunting cabins and that sort of thing will do it themselves. But you've got to be really careful the way you go about this because you can make it worse.
Okay, so what are the materials that are typically used? Is it a bleach type?
Yeah, usually there's a bleach type material. It's an oxygen bleach type of a product, or it's a diluted bleach. There are a number of commercial products that are like that are out there. There's 30-second cleaners is one of them. And you have to apply it, and you have to let it sit because it will kill the mold spores, and then you rinse it off. But it's a process, you know, and there's a lot of elbow grease involved. And then you have to maintain it. But if you do it once and do it right, some of these products will also have like an inhibitor as part of them so that it won't grow mold as quickly in the future.
Okay. Yeah, the situation I have is because it is so deep in the woods that it really does not get any sunlight during the day.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the way it has been raining here in North Carolina, I think that's just exasperated the situation.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you just gotta, you know, you're just gonna have to do a little more maintenance to try to keep that at bay. But like I say, that the new products have inhibitors in them, so that hopefully that will slow it down.
Okay. What was the one you just said? 30-minute.
Yeah, 30-second cleaner is a good product. Jomax is another one that's been around for a long time. It's made by Zinsser. Just follow the label directions, and I think that you'll be very happy with the result. Okay.
Okay.
This is the Money Pit. Well, this summer is already a hot one, and it's kind of just expected to stay a scorcher. So keeping cool and comfortable without spending a ton on air conditioning, that's going to be a priority for everybody. We're going to share some tips to help you avoid skyrocketing utility bills next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Young people are over-consuming fast fashion and dumping usable clothes. New research shows that each year, U.S. consumers throw 10.4 billion items in the trash. CEO of Garson & Shaw, Lisa Jepson, provides more insight.
We were really surprised that the main finding of the report is that many younger people are throwing away clothes. 65% throw away at least one item of wearable clothing every month. The report stresses the importance of moving away from disposable fashion to a model where wearable clothes do not go to waste. Our message is reuse clothing to help fight climate change. Our political leaders need to educate the public about the harms of fast fashion and back the second-hand clothes sector. I would like to see political support. Policies like the America's Act should be used to invest in the reuse sector and open up new export markets.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, this summer is predicted to be one of the hottest in recent memory, which means staying cool and comfortable while not breaking the bank paying for your air conditioning is going to be on everybody's mind.
Well, thanks to tax incentives and the ever-increasing energy efficiency of our HVAC equipment, there are a variety of ways to prevent that utility bill blitz. With us to share tips is Dennis Stinson, Senior Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Welcome, Dennis.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Leslie. It's a pleasure to be here and talk to your listeners.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a bit warm here today, and I am sitting in the comfort of my Fujitsu split ductless, which is quietly cooling the studio, and that's tough to do. It's tough to do quietly, that's for sure. So I've been a fan of your equipment for many years and was actually an early adopter of split ductless because they work so darn well for situations like ours and for so many homeowners as well, too.
Well, we're glad to hear that. We've got many hundreds of thousands of units outside in the States and Canada as well, doing exactly what you just said, providing great comfort very quietly and very efficiently. So glad we have another devotee.
All right, so let's talk about ways to improve our air conditioning situation and cut costs. And one of the big ones we should chat about is the fact that the Inflation Reduction Act is doing a lot to help us afford lots of energy-saving appliances, including air conditioners. So can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, so the Inflation Reduction Act is a good piece of legislation, and it's going to take some time for all of it to roll out in its entirety. But there's a couple of parts to it. One of it is an extension of the tax credit, and this is a good piece of legislation. So this will provide a tax credit on your federal return based on home improvements. And this is really just an extension of what we've had for quite a few years and, frankly, through quite a few administrations. It's a good piece of legislation because it's an extension, which means that consumers and contractors and distributors and good citizens of the U.S. already know how to use it, so it's easy to apply. The second part of that is what we more so know as the Inflation Reduction Act. And this is a little more involved because what it does is pushes down some funds to each individual state based on criteria, not only on income, but also on efficiency of the equipment. So each individual state is creating their programs and the requirements to be able to qualify for that. To date, many states have submitted their application for their intent to participate in it. New York State is the farthest along, but effectively what you'll see is many thousands of dollars available for the replacement of a home heating system based on installing a high-efficiency electric heat pumps in replace of that.
So now we're getting ready to install some new high-efficiency equipment in the home to keep us cool. What are some other tips that we can do in tandem with the equipment to sort of help us save money, keep the home efficient, that you guys are really recommending to go hand in hand?
Well, Leslie, that's a great question. So we know that all heating systems are not created equal. So we know that what we can find is that there's really two types of technology that as a consumer you want to zero in on. The first is inverter technology. And what that means is that the piece of equipment is going to ramp up and slow down based on the load or the demand that it's seeing. So the hotter it is outside or the more people in the building, the more capacity the unit will put out, but it'll slow down when it's a mild day and you just want to chase the chill either in heating or just take the edge off in the cooling mode. So think of it as a cruise control for a car, that it replaces the amount of energy that comes out. Contrary to that, what you would have is a traditional piece of equipment that's either all the way on or all the way off, potentially overheating or underheating or conditioning a space. So the fact that it can run at partial capacity means tremendous efficiency, but also greater comfort as well. The second side of that question, looking at it, is that you would want to ideally have something that's zoning your house. So if you're downstairs watching the game, then you would condition the downstairs area, the living room area, your TV area, your den, to that comfort level. And then at nighttime when you go up to bed, you would condition your bedroom so that the whole house doesn't have to be 72 degrees or 68 or whatever it is you find it comfortable, just those spots that you're conditioning in. And if you get to that point in life like I am now where the kids are off at the college and going somewhere else, then do we really need to keep their bedrooms the same temperature as everywhere else? I mean, the answer would be no. I can condition where I'm living, but I don't have to under-condition or over-condition other spots that aren't being occupied.
You know, that inverter technology is a game changer for heat pumps. You know, for years I've been telling listeners how to use heat pumps in terms of how not to ride that thermostat up and down so that it doesn't always switch on the emergency backup heat, which is the straight electric resistance heat, which is super expensive. But now with this inverter technology, you're kind of the brain behind it. You're the Intel inside. And you're basically very carefully and very strategically adjusting that heat based on factors like outdoor temperature and almost guaranteeing comfort as a result of that. So that's really going to change the market for heat pumps and make them far, far more practical. In addition to the fact that you now can heat when it's well below zero outside, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And that's the terminology, right? So many think that when you use a heat pump, it gets to a certain point and then it doesn't work so good anymore. Then I need to kick up in that backup resistant electric. And then, frankly, at that point, nobody's saving money, right?
Right.
But the heat pumps today with inverter technology is we have full capacity below minus 15 degrees. So when it gets really super chilly around the beginning of the new year, at least where I live, then you're going to still get 100% capacity out of your unit beyond. So there is not a need for that, frankly, expensive auxiliary backup heat. The unit will do it all by itself.
Dennis Stinson is the Senior Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Great technology, great products, and a great time to invest in a new cooling system as we run into what's going to be one of the hottest summers in recent memory. Dennis, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Dennis Stinson from Fujitsu, for keeping us all cool. Coming up, the summer's intense heat can be especially rough on your roof. That intense heat causes your roof to dry out. It's going to lose flexibility and could cause some leaks. We're going to share a solution that can extend your roof's life by at least 5 years when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Briggs & Stratton, makers of the most powerful line of home standby generators, is now offering the Simplify 6.6 battery storage system that's versatile, quiet, and clean. The home battery backup system is more affordable than you think and may be eligible for tax credits. Power in your terms on or off the grid. Rely on Briggs & Stratton so you'll always have power. Learn more at energy.briggsandstratton.com. That's energy.briggsandstratton.com.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
There's an issue cutting through the bipartisan bickering in Congress. It's AM radio. The overwhelming majority of legislators, Democrats and Republicans, support a bill to keep AM radio in cars. But time is running out. Text AM to 52886 and ask Congress to bring this bill to the floor for a vote now. AM radio is too important to let this moment pass us by.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Maybe you've got some plans for some big summer renovations. Well, if you are ready to tackle a home project with confidence, we are here to help you do just that. Whether you're planning a decor project, maybe you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, or just fixing a leak or a squeak, we're here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit Podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Frankie on the line with a countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is, but it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
Hey, Frankie, you know, actually there are a number of ways for you to do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I doubt that. It would be certainly an odd choice. Linoleum is an old flooring product. It's more likely to be some sort of laminate. And if that's the case, a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings, their website is deichcoatings.com. They have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they're awesome. One's called Spreadstone and one's called Luxrock. And I'm actually doing a project myself right now with the Luxrock products. Now, these are coatings that have a lot of stone in them. The Spreadstone looks kind of like a more of a solid, even stone feel to it. The Luxrock looks just like solid granite, except that they're super easy to clean. So it's a project you can do yourself. It takes about 3 days or so, depending on the product. Essentially, you clean the top and you get to work. Everything you need is in the kit. So check out the Spreadstone countertop finishing kit and the Luxrock solid surface granite countertop kit, both available at DeichCoatings.com, DeichCoatings.com. I think that's a great way to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
Well, the summer season with its intense heat can be really rough on your roof. Now, the intense UV radiation, that can dry out your roof to a point where it's going to lose all of its flexibility. And when that happens, shingles can dry out, they'll crack, and then they lose their water resistance. Now, this is especially true today because most shingles have less asphalt in them than ever before, which means that they're going to dry out all the much faster. And when that happens, the shingles are going to need to be replaced, and that can be pretty expensive.
Now, there is another way, however, to extend the life of your roof, and it's called RoofMax, and it's a roof rejuvenation treatment that restores the flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, and it can save you 80% over the cost of a traditional roof.
Yeah, and RoofMax's new technology uses natural plant-based bio-oil for a full asphalt shingle restoration, and this gives shingles flexibility and instantly can add 5 years of life to your roof.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the sun dries out your skin and you use a lotion to help bring it back, or like when you treat an older deck or a driveway to add some life to that surface. RoofMax does something very similar for asphalt roofs, only they use this revolutionary new technology that soaks into old brittle shingles, and it adds millions of microbeads of all-natural bio oil to restore the flexibility and prepare them to better protect your home. I saw this for myself at a home that we were trying to sell in Florida, and we thought we were going to have to replace the roof, but after the RoofMax treatment, all the shingles became very flexible once again, and it was totally good to go for at least another 5 years.
Yeah, and you know what? Each RoofMax treatment comes with a 5-year flexibility guarantee, and with 3 treatments possible once every 5 years, RoofMax can add up to 15 years of added life to your asphalt roof.
To learn more, set up an appointment with your local RoofMax dealer at RoofMax.com. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free roof tune-up with every RoofMax treatment, including repairs to loose shingles, loose flashing, sealing cracked shingles, and fixing up those exposed nails. Schedule your free roof evaluation today at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
Pearl's on the line with some issues with vinyl siding. What's going on over there?
My question is regarding vinyl siding. It's already colored. And just issues with it buckling or the bending or whatever you want to call it, and causes and what to do about it.
Well, Earl, I'm sorry to hear that you're seeing that in your siding, and unfortunately it means that the siding was installed too tight. When you put vinyl siding on, the back of the vinyl panels, they don't have holes for nails, they have slots for nails. And you're supposed to put the nail in the middle of the slot, and you're supposed to not drive it tight to the building. You're supposed to let that siding breathe or move a little bit, because vinyl has a very high expansion ratio. So when the sun hits it, especially the sides of your house that are on the south side and the west side, when the sun hits that, if the siding's on too tight, it's going to buckle and get real wavy and ugly looking. There is no easy fix for this short of taking the siding off and then reinstalling it with proper looseness to each piece.
Can you reuse that same piece, or is it already warped and that's garbage?
No, you can. It will straighten out again. In fact, it probably wants to straighten out, but it can't because it's sort of stuck in place, right?
Too tight, yeah.
I think you can use it again. If all the pieces are the same length, you don't have to number them, but if they weren't, I would just put tape on and number each piece. But when you put it back on, it's got to be loose. What I used to do, Leslie, when I was home inspecting, is I would grab a piece of the siding with my hand and try to slide it back and forth. And if it's put on right, I could move it about a half inch. In fact, it almost would feel loose where you could swish it back and forth. But if it's too tight like that, man, I tell you what, that really looks like heck when the heat hits it and it gets really warpy. And you can spot it a mile away. But that's the only solution. Take it off and reinstall it properly.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, if you enjoy watching hummingbirds in the summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in a store, you can also easily make it at home. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a money pit. Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
USOLC.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make DIY doable. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out with your questions right now to us at moneypit.com/ask. Well, Anna reached out to Team Money Pit. She says, we have a great outdoor seating area, but the cushions are never as stylish and durable as I wish they could be. Do you have any recommendations for fabric so I could make my own? Leslie, this doesn't seem like a very difficult project, so where would you begin when you want to make outdoor cushions? Is there special foam involved? Certainly special material for the covers. Where do you go?
And I mean, that's definitely it. You're going to need to go to a more higher quality fabric source in your area. You know, a Joann's or a Michaels or a Walmart that sells fabrics, they might not have the best outdoor fabric, but they may have it in stock. So definitely check there first. If not, look at sort of a fabric resource in your area and you want outdoor fabrics. And if you can get an outdoor commercial fabric, that's even better because those fabrics are going to be sun resistant, fade resistant, mildew resistant, and water resistant. And those are the things that you want when you're looking at an outdoor fabric. Now, assuming you know how to make a cover, you always work with that fabric inside out and kind of pin over the existing cushion. And that's pretty much the easiest way to make a cover. I could go into it way more if you want to reach out again. We're happy to give you the step-by-steps, but definitely make sure you have an outdoor fabric and also an antimicrobial foam for an insert if you need a new one.
That sounds like a great idea, and I wasn't aware that you could buy antimicrobial foam, so good tip right there.
There is definitely foam for outdoor furnishing, so you want to make sure you get the right one because some people, it rains, you know, and you don't grab them in quick enough, and then they get wet and yucky, so you want the right stuff.
Well, if you enjoy watching hummingbirds in the summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in the store, you can also very easily make it at home. Les is going to share the do's and don'ts of making your own delicious sugar water homemade hummingbird food in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, that's the way you attract kids, too. Keep them home by feeding them,
sugar water.
They got plenty of sugar around my house, I'll tell you that.
I mean, basically. So it's so great because hummingbirds, they're so fast. They're so beautiful. I mean, they fly up to 50 miles an hour, and they kind of fly in, like, every zigzaggy direction ever. And I always feel so lucky when I get to see them. So if you're lucky enough to get them in your yard, feeding them to keep them coming back to your yard is the best way to do it. So before you understand the do's and don'ts of hummingbird food, you're going to need a recipe, and that's really, really simple. It's 1 cup of sugar and 4 cups of water. Now you mix the 2 ingredients together, bring it to a boil, and let it cool, and that is it. Now, a bird's digestive system is very different from humans, so there are some tips to keep in mind when you're making this homemade hummingbird food. You need to pay attention to the shelf life. Homemade hummingbird food in the refrigerator, you can keep it for up to 2 weeks. If you don't use it all by this time, just toss it. Nectar in the feeder itself should be tossed after 2 to 4 days, and that's really dependent on how warm the weather is. The feeder should be cleaned and refilled with a fresh batch of food. If there's any doubt as to whether that solution has spoiled, you want to err on the side of caution and just discard it. Just as eating spoiled food can make you sick, the same is very true for hummingbirds. And imagine a hummingbird puking at 50 miles an hour. That seems terrible. Now, lastly, while it's not absolutely necessary to boil hummingbird food, it's definitely a good idea. Boiled hummingbird food is going to last longer, so you can make it in larger batches to save time. Plus, if the quality of your tap water is mediocre, boiling that water is really an easy step to make sure that your solution is at the highest quality. And also remember, if you're looking for a good cocktail recipe, simple syrup is 1-to-1 sugar and water. And it's always great to keep that in the fridge also.
Great tips. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you ready to refresh your home with some new decor but worried about the cost? We're going to share 5 budget-friendly tips to decorate your home sweet home on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl has moved into the Gulf of Mexico and is taking aim at the South Texas coast after battering Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says after reaching Texas, Hurricane Beryl will skirt along the Gulf Coast states.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states in the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
State and local officials in Texas have urged coastal residents to be prepared for possible storm surge, flooding, heavy rains, and high winds. Some Texas cities called for voluntary evacuations in low-lying areas prone to flooding. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a mass shooting at a birthday party in northern Kentucky that's left 4 people dead.
A shooting at a home leaves 3 young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21-year-old. Birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Democratic Party has not fallen in line behind President Biden, even after the events that were set up to reset his imperiled campaign and show everyone he wasn't too old to be president 4 more years. 10 days into the crisis moment of his debate with Donald Trump, there's a standoff that doesn't appear to be dying down. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
There are hopes that a phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Roughly 130 million people are under threat from a long-running heat wave that's already broken records with dangerously high temperatures and is expected to shatter more into next week from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast region. Forecasters say oppressive heat and humidity are forecast to team up to spike temperatures up to 100 degrees in some states. This is townhall.com. Receding waters have allowed some Wisconsin residents to go home.
Authorities say people living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have now been allowed back into their homes following an evacuation order. Many, though, face the mess of cleaning up flooded basements. Manitowoc Police Chief Jason Severson says the dam along the Little Wolf River was breached Friday afternoon by rain-driven floodwaters. It had eroded an estimated 50-foot-wide portion of the dam. Jason Walker reporting.
Air travel is getting more miserable. That's the verdict from travelers based on the number of them who filed complaints with the government last year. The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints last year, up from about 86,000 the year before. The department says there were so many complaints it took until July to sort through the filings and compile the figures. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states and the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
A shooting at a home leaves three young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21 birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mic test 1, 2.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Mic test. With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says if his Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if it came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and the set stage for further talks. More news and information always at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tractor Supply Company is abandoning the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving in groves where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. As large parts of the Sunshine State's once famous citrus industry gave all but dried up over the past two decades, some farmers are turning to the Pongamia tree. The climate-resilient tree has the potential to produce plant-based proteins and a sustainable biofuel. This is SRN News.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if his Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and the set stage for further talks. More news and information always at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tractor Supply Company is abandoning the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the 9th offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving in groves where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. As large parts of the Sunshine State's once famous citrus industry gave all but dried up over the past two decades, some farmers are turning to...
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.